What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to episode 9 of Late with Nate. As always, I want to say thank you to all the new listeners and everyone who tunes in. And without further ado, let's get into it. Now, I know I've been really serious and really deep and intellectual, and tonight I thought we could just have a little fun. And I would just have a story time. Now this was gonna be not for everybody, so if this ain't your cup of tea, skip this episode. I got plenty more for you to watch. Today I am going to talk about the first time I was born. I feel like with all these OnlyFans out and everybody feeling liberated, okay, why can't we talk about it? Somebody like me who's a little bit more reserved and shy physically, I normally don't talk about stuff like this, but seeing the fact that I am an adult is like, yeah, you can talk about it. It's okay. Cause you got people that's like got $1 million houses that's younger than you, OnlyFans. So I think it'll be okay. But yeah, I thought it would be funny, and I thought some people could relate to it because it'll ultimately lead to the main story time of when I found out that I was gay or interested in men, because, you know, I was in denial about it at first. You know, I'm not saying this for everybody. Not everybody does this, but when you first are interested in the same sex, whether you be a man or a woman, you kind of go through a bisexual phase. Now, I'm going to repeat, this does not apply for everyone. Some people become bisexual and like that. But for some of us, we're in denial of the fact that we like the same sex and pretty much, you know, mainly. And I think everybody has bisexual tendencies, but only bisexual people really live in that truth and have sex with both, you know what I mean? But I mean, at the same time, I'm not, you know, even though I'm gay, I'm not looking at a woman like, oh my god, you're so ugly. Like, no, I think women are beautiful. I mean, women have thick thighs and really big breasts, and sometimes they got itty bitty titty cities, and it just give you something to grab onto. But shit, when she riding it, does it matter? As long as you got something to hold on to, ain't that the point? So I don't really care about the size as long as I can feel them, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I would be. And all these straight dudes is so, like, picky. Like, women is beautiful. You just have to take the time to appreciate the beauty instead of trying to make it into your own image. You can't make a woman into your image because she is her own image. She's her own individual, you know what I'm saying? And my thing is, women need to realize your own beauty, honey. Stop dealing with niggas who ain't your type. Because really, that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's just so goofy. Like, there's all different types of women out here. So why is you tripping with the one nigga that don't want to fuck with you because you ain't this, that, and the third? Like, get with a nigga that fuck with you for who you are. Because that's what matters, like, at the end of the day. But honestly, I knew I was interested in men when I was 10 years old, because what had happened was, ain't that how we always start off story time or something crazy? See, what happened was, but in all seriousness, I was like 10 years old. And I came across one of my dad's pornos when I was downstairs in the basement, like, watching TV or whatever. And it was one, like, stuck in the couch. And I came across it, and I put it in, and I watched it. And, you know, me being a man, you know, I'm thinking, oh, wow, I'm about to see, you know, a naked woman for the first time. And I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, oh, my goodness. I remember looking at porn for the first time. And I had got so flustered. Like, you know, like, the first time you ever, like, looked at a girl that you really like, or kissed someone, or even, you know, had a little private time, and it was like, it'd be magical, like, oh my god. But I think that's just all your hormones, because everything's new and fresh, you know what I mean? Oh my god, that's... That sounded so bad. But it's true. It's true. Like, man. I think that's why people be having sex so much afterwards, because they be trying to get back to that. But it's like, you be trying to find it in every other person. And that's a shame. But in all seriousness, so I'm looking at the porno, and I'm like, I see her. She was a big girl. She had a big old booty, and she had big tatas. She has some thick thighs. Now, I will say this. I like me some thighs. I don't care what it's on, a man or a woman. I like me some thighs. Like, you like, choke me in between your thighs, suffocate me a little bit. That's a turn on for me. Like, I like that a little bit. But anyway, so I'm looking at it, and I'm like, wow, I noticed the guy way more than I'm noticing the girl. And I'm like, wow, his body look nice. You know, he got muscles and strong. And then I'm like, wow, you got a penis. I like the way your penis look. Like, as a kid, I'm like breaking it down, and then I'm like, oh shit, I think I like guys, you know. So now I'm freaking out. Now I'm like, oh my god, I'm gay. And I don't know what to do. So I'm looking at the girl, and I'm like, okay, let me look at the girl. And I do get a little aroused. So I'm like, okay, I got aroused looking at the girl. That's a good sign. And then I look back at the guy. And then I realized I got more aroused looking at him than I did her. So I'm like, oh my God. Now I'm freaking out. And, you know, now I live in a world where, you know, we got OnlyFans and, like, sexuality is open and free, which is really what we've been trying to do since the 60s. You know, everybody trying to look at this generation as if we're so toxic and sexualized. People have been trying to have the free in your own skin type of vibe since the 60s. You know what I mean? That was the whole era of the era of the hippies, you know, Woodstock. That was the whole thing. Freedom, love, peace. That was the whole shebang. You know, and now people want to, you know, look at this generation as if, oh, we're so toxic, we're so over the top. No, we're just doing what our grandparents and our parents couldn't do. You know what I mean? Or did do, because let's face the facts. Some of our grandmas and mamas got down back in the day. Okay, so while we acting like grandmas just sat in the kitchen making cookies, yeah, she was baking some cookies. It was our own cookies. And it was Monday, Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. Because the rest of the day, she took the day off making money. Okay. But the bottom line is, everybody get down when they're young and when they're living and all that good jazz. And shit, some people, when they get older, they still getting down and dirty. So I just think the main thing when it comes to sexuality is people need to educate themselves and communicate with them, with people that they're with, and know themselves before they engage in adult content. You know what I mean? It's not about sheltering people, lying, or, you know, locking shit up or making it taboo. It's not taboo. It's a part of being a human. Everything around us fucks. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just cut the bullshit. Everything around us fucks. Plants mate and their seeds pop off and they pollinate. Okay? Ants fuck. Birds fuck. Rats fuck. Okay? Everything has sex here. So are humans. You know what I mean? We don't even gotta get down to the things in the zoo. Like, come on now. Everything here has sex, and so do humans. So to sit here and be like, oh, that's so crazy, that's so dumb. No, it's not. You probably envious because you were in a conservative era and you weren't able to do certain things, and now you're envious. I mean, just because I'm a, you know, physically conservative person, I mean, yeah, I talk a lot of junk, I be sexual. But yeah, I'm not out here in the streets. No, I'm terrified of germs. And plus, COVID going around. And, you know, I believe in all the lovey-dovey crap. So I'm trying to save myself for people who actually love me and not a temporary time. But for some people, they can't do that. You know? Some people, you know, celibacy and, you know, not taking L's is a bad thing. So they live their life. And people who are hoes, a lot of y'all take care of yourselves. A lot of y'all got a backup plan. Not all of y'all are being messy, so it works for y'all. You know what I mean? I just don't want to put in all that effort. You know? It's just like, I don't like the drama. I like to stay to myself, so, you know, I know that come with a lot of, you know, complications. So it's like, if you ain't willing to pay, don't play. And that's how I operate when it comes to stuff like that. But don't get me wrong, when I'm in a relationship, well, yeah. You know what I mean? But I keep it cute when I'm single, because it's like, you know, You can't expect the best when you all used up. You know, that's how I look at myself. You got to take care of yourself so you can get what you need and what you want. But somebody wants you at your best, right? So you have to take care of yourself along the way. You know, that's the test. For me, anyway. I'm not saying that for everybody, but for me. But that don't mean, you know, I can't think or feel or be passionate, you know, in other ways of my life. I'm just not out here, you know, clapping cheeks. You know, or gop 3000 on everything. So, I think women and men being free to be who they are, I think that's all a part of what we have been trying to do for a long time. And people just need to be confident in their own skin. And if you're a conservative person, well, don't fuck with people who are. Physically free. Cause shoot, if I was beautiful and handsome and had a body of the gods, shit, I'd start an OnlyFans. I'd probably be a loner still. I do my little business, make my little videos, and I go about my business. You know, make my money, boom, boom, pow. Like, I don't see, it's not as bad as people make it. Like, people just need to make sure they, you know, stay healthy, go to the clinic along the way. And, you know, I even saw a lot of people that I follow, like on Instagram or online, that have OnlyFans. They'll be like, you know, make sure you're getting tested, stay healthy out there. Like, it's an important thing to do. But it don't stop them from making money. It don't stop them from living. You know what I mean? Like, child, sex is never gonna go out of business. That's why everybody, like, if I had the body for it, I'd do it. Because I'm a smart individual. You know, I'm not somebody who's just out here doing anything for a nickel. Like, no, child. I'm over here. Got my precautions. Got my paperwork together. Got my shit together. I'm not just out here willy-nilly. So, But I see the universe had different plans for me. The universe was like, you're not meant to be hot, okay? You're just cute. We're not doing all that attractiveness, okay? We got too many of those motherfuckers running around. So now I'm sitting here, just me. But Nate the Great is better than nothing, so I'll take it. And that's how you gotta turn yourself around. Like, don't look at yourself as if you ain't the best just because you don't look like that person. Like, that person had to do a lot of work to look like that person. You know what I mean? Like, they had to work on themselves to be the best that you look at and be like, oh my God. But I just want the universe to know, if you find my 5'5" hairy Latino husband, let me know, because I'm looking for him. I want him to have a sense of humor, a good heart, loyal, knows how to listen. Not just hear what I'm saying, but actually listen to me. Someone romantic, mushy. So it connects to my emotional side. Someone who doesn't make me feel ashamed for being emotional. Someone who is determined, sensual, mature, but knows how to be a goofball. Like, when we doing business, when we handling grown folks shit, yeah, I need you to step up. But, like, I need you to, like, be a regular goofball to on, like, simple stuff. Like, just make me laugh. You know? Like, give me a Pete Davidson. I wanna laugh like Kim Kardashian was laughing in that car. You know, she wasn't all dolled up. She was wearing all black outfit because of the paparazzi. And he had his little outfit on. And whatever they was talking about in there, she was laughing. You know, she was happy. She was chilling. I want that type of real love, though. Like, seriously. And I hope it's somebody who will appreciate my intellectual prowess. Because I really do. I have a lot to me, you know? Hey, universe, if you out there, please send them my way. I'm ready to get hurt again, as they say. I'm ready to open up my heart. Want to be happy. I'm ready. I know it's got a little sidetracked, but as my random thoughts go through, I thought I'd just manifest some positive energy real quick. Because I spent so many years beating myself up for my mistakes in the past. And really, ultimately, I just want to be happy. I just want to be in love, and I want to do my podcast. I want to make my music. I want to take care of my dogs. I want to stay healthy and smoke weed, and I want to inspire people. I want to be confident. I want to be resilient. And I'm just really ready to be positive. I'm really ready to be better. I'm really ready to move forward. Because you gotta look at it, you know? Life is hard for everybody, but you ever look at some people's life, you'd be like, they doing a little bit better. What they doing differently? They staying positive, you know? They focusing on the main picture, the big goal. And I think that's what a lot of us have to keep in mind when we go through obstacles and hurdles. is to always, always, always remember why you're fighting. Because, yeah, I could give up on love and I could say, you know, forget it. I'm not gonna find it. I've been hurt by too many people. And it's over for me. And I know a lot of people feel like that. You'd have been done with a relationship for years and you still feel like it just hurt you yesterday. Sometimes you gotta get like Sierra and you gotta pray. Or like me, because I am not a religious person, I am a more spiritual person. So I choose to speak to the universe, speak to my surroundings, my positive energy, my aura. I like to focus on the power from within, what I resonate, you know? I try to focus on, okay, what am I resonating? Am I resonating positivity or am I resonating negative energy? Because if you are resonating negative energy, then that's part of the reason why you still are in the situation you're in. Like, it goes back to when I said, I think in like episode 1 or 2, I was like, you know, life is gonna have challenges, so you can't choose to be happy. Meaning, you can't choose to only be happy when it's good at the time, you know? Because, you know, you're gonna have highs and lows and things of that nature. Like, you gotta find peace within most, if not all, aspects of your life, you know? Because you live every day, every second, and you still gotta do stuff, you still gotta go here, you still gotta, you know, it's like a theater, the show must go on. So whether you want to show up or not, you gonna be there. So you might as well look your best while you're there, you know? It's like Rihanna said, when you're not feeling your best, pretend. You know? Pretend. Put a smile on your face. Remember why you're doing what you're doing. And, midway through, my storytelling there, I just, being a Cancer as we are, our emotions go all over the place, and I just noticed that, you know, like lately I've been kind of down, hence why there is a gap in the daily episodes. You know, I'm hitting one of those emotional lows, and it kind of just hit me from time to time, and I'm like, okay, I want to get out of this, you know? I feel like I get stuck here sometime, and I just wanted to take the time to manifest positive energy and to really hope for a better year. I still hope I find love one day. I still hope that we get rid of this COVID vaccine and COVID period, and we don't have to keep injecting ourselves. I pray that we learn how to treat each other at least a little bit better than we did 50 years ago. Just give me something. Something. Now, on another side note, I just wanted to say, stop beating yourself up for who you love or who you don't love. Stop beating yourself up for what you look like and what people don't like about you. Stop hating yourself because people hate you. Love and appreciate who you are. Because you are the only person that is going to spend your entire life together. So you better appreciate yourself. Because you're going to be here for a while. Better get comfortable. Because that skin is all you. I just want people to realize that, because we are all different shapes, sizes, and colors. And there is beauty in that. But if you listen to society, they'll put you in a box. But ultimately, humans just want to be free, both physically and mentally. So be free in your own skin. Love who you are. Love what you do. Smile. And if you don't feel that well, or you don't feel that great, pretend. Remember that, yes, our struggles, we walk alone. But ultimately, we are in this together. We're all on the same planet. We're all spinning around the same sun. Over and over and over and over. We are never alone. Even if it feels that way. Please remember that your future will and can hold your abundances if you believe it. If you don't, you won't find them. That's the test. That's why you have to stay focused. And after a couple of years, I really just choose to manifest love. Because that's who I really am. I'm a Cancer, loving, emotional, passionate, determined, independent, sassy ass individual. And I manifest that I find what I look for in the near future. I will be happy, and so will you. Manifest your positive energy. Manifest your goals. Manifest your wants and your needs, but also make sure they come from a positive place. That is what's important. The root of a tree must be strong, otherwise it will fall. Always remember that. People think it's easier to be mad all the time. But actually, that takes more energy. And don't you feel so tired afterwards? You used up all that energy. Where did it go? It just went right back into you. That's why the feeling feels so intense. You recycled all that negative energy right back into your heart. Which goes back to my main point of forgiving yourself. Like, stop beating yourself up for all your mistakes. You'll never be happy that way. And life is both too long and too short to be that way. I forgive. I surrender my negative thoughts. I choose to be happy. I choose me over my pain. I choose me over my shame. I choose me because I know that I'll find what I need as long as I believe in me. Sometimes I recite that to myself to remind myself that you are worth it. You are enough. And just because somebody in your life doesn't see your value doesn't mean it's not there. They just can't see it. So don't throw yourself away because someone else doesn't like it. Because someone will love who you are. But you have to stay true to you. And a lot of people don't. And they change themselves. And people still don't like them. And most importantly, they don't like themselves. That's why it's really hard for me to be unauthentic. One, I have a really hard time being fake. And two, I'm really set into who I am. That me getting all dressed up to impress a guy or a girl, that's only going to be interested in me for maybe a week at the most. Just seems so, like, it seems so dumb to me. Like, I know being lonely sucks, but I value myself way more than degrading myself and then finding what you want and need, but then not being your best self to accept your blessing. And yeah, I could sit in my anger for another 20 years. But what is that going to do to my life? How is that going to affect me? Sometimes when you're younger, you don't really think about this stuff. But while I'm young, I'm thinking about it. Because I don't want to be a grumpy old troll, you know. It's all cute and games until you are one. You know, it's cute watching Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street. But what if you are a living, breathing Oscar the Grouch? But you don't want to be. But you are because of life and what's happened. How do you change that? Well, that's up to you. Everybody's different, so I really can't tell anybody how to do something specifically. All I can give you is advice on if you don't want to be that person, change it so that you're not. Take baby steps, don't rush, and don't overthink it. The main thing that anybody in general would tell you about anything is take one step at a time. Do not rush. No, you're not going to see results right away, but when you do, that'll be the confirmation that you've done it correctly. So if you speed up the process, you may be damaging the overall effect on whatever that may be. So take your time and stay focused on the goal. Stay positive. Manifest positive energy. Stay as positive and insightful and hopeful as positive. And when negativity hits, find a way to block it out or throw it away. I guess all of my videos are kind of like this, where I'm kind of all deep and I find myself having to apologize for that, which I shouldn't, because there'll probably be somebody that loves my intellectual talk and aspects. But I'm too thinking I'm outdated and too outspoken. Too old. Which leads back to my thing of saying, we're all in this together, guys. I'm no different than you. We all pretty much go through the same stuff, just in different ways at different times. We all look different, but we're the same species. We're on different parts of the world, but we're on the same planet. We all go around the same sun. We're all in the same universe. We're all in the same galaxy. I just wish people would see that. There's a bigger picture than our grudges and hatred and bigotry and negativity. And a lot of times our energies are affecting our future, even as we speak. So you damn right. Be naked. Be free. Be respectful. Be loyal. Be loud. Be proud. Be structured. Be eccentric. Be expressive. Be bold. Be powerful. Be who you need to be, and whatever that may be. Because if it makes you happy, that's what matters. Not if Billy, John, Will, Maple, Reese, Max, James, Sarah, Samantha, Rachel, Tom, Lee, Monica, Nikki, Sean, Zach, Xavier, Peter. None of those fucking people matter. All that matters is you. Now I know what y'all thinking. That was this long ass motherfucking list of names, and I know I did a good job, and so will you. Please remember that your life does matter. And I'm not just talking about the movements of the world. I'm talking about your individual life. I know depending on which background you come from, it may feel like you're just another sprinkle on the ice cream cone. Nothing special. But each individual sprinkle on that ice cream cone makes that entire ice cream cone complete. And for some people, without sprinkles, without some type of decoration, their ice cream is not complete. So that's how you have to look at your life. Without you, life isn't complete. You're the pieces that make up the world. We're the pieces that make up the world. And what we do with the world is what it becomes. But because we can't focus on everything that happens in the world, the main thing that we can focus on is ourselves. focus on self-love and appreciation. Get in front of the mirror and stand there naked. And if you look at yourself and you feel beautiful and you feel sexy, that's what it's about. And if you don't, well, baby, you better turn some sexy music on. You better put you on some sexy clothes. You better take you some pics and you better feel beautiful. You better find whatever you need to do to remember who you are. Because we all shape, sizes, and everything in between, honey. And it's all beautiful. If you don't believe that, go back to the porn I was talking about earlier. There is every type of porn you could think of. Why? Because people think other people are sexy. So stop hating yourself because one or two people said you're an ugly person. Because you're not. You're just not their type. And guess what? They're not your type either. So why don't you find the people that are? Instead of worrying about who's not. That's what I really think. This movement of sexuality is about. We have spent so many generations hiding from ourselves that this generation is just woke to mental health and our feelings and our emotions. And the bottom line is, if we don't handle who we are now, we're only going to get worse off mentally with depression and suicide rates and things of that nature. Like, we need to talk about this stuff. We need to be comfortable in our own skin. We need to feel sexy and happy and confident and, you know what I mean? Because everybody looks different, but everybody is sexy to somebody. So that's what we need to focus on. We look at one little group of people and we make that as if that's the entire world. And it's not. So that's what I've really gained from people and their self-expression. Because, I mean, as adults, we think and we feel that humans are beautiful and attractive and wanted and needed and desired. So why do we act so shy and lie about certain things when we get in a group of people? Because the majority is of superficial and binary bullshit. Like, even the girls that look like that on social media don't really look like that. Because when they take their lashes off, and they take their wig off, and they take their butt pads off, and they take their eyebrows off, and their baby edges, and their baby hairs, and their fingernails, and their toenails. Like, girl, it's a whole mannequin under there. But you know what? It's a lot of men that love beautiful mannequins. That's why you see so many of them in the store. Because they're desired. And because you could dress motherfucking clothes in them, but that's not the point. The point is, everybody's different shapes and sizes. And everybody's beautiful. So stop hating yourself and stop hating people who embrace their bodies. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful people found a way to make money off their body and share it to the world. And without them being hoes, we wouldn't be able to see them. So, in a way, we should be thanking them. Because, in and all, who knows, generations down the line, we won't even be talking about stuff like this. I'll be like old and Christy, be like, oh yeah, I remember.
When being naked and self-expression was so taboo, everybody looked at you weird when you did this and did that. I hope that we get to a world where we can truly be free to be who we are. And I'm not just talking about sexuality. I just mean in general. Like, because some of this stuff that we do is so, we can't talk about being the land of the free, but you could do this, 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 this. But you can't do this, this, this. Like, it's the land of the free with limitations. You know what I mean? So that's why I say if you if you have the opportunity to be free, don't hide from that. Don't shame yourself. Don't beat yourself up. And remember that other people love to see other people live their best life. You know, like, we're not all negative, just waiting for people to fall, waiting for people, you know. Because if we're depressed and sad, we don't want to see other people depressed and sad. And then they don't want to see other people depressed and sad. You know, so Somebody got to stay up. Somebody got to stay glowing. Somebody got to stay popping. So that's how you got to kind of look at this stuff. And one and all, you may come to a point where you get inspired by something they do. And then years later, you're like, oh, okay. And you look back at your life and I remember when that guy, or I remember when that girl. And that's not even you anymore. So that's how you have to look at it. Because I know a lot of people that got inspired off of Lizzo, you know, showing her kicks on the internet. I know a lot of people that got inspired to be big, beautiful, and bold. You know what I mean? So to act like, you know, sexuality is just some big, oh, I'm just trying to show off my private parts. No, it's not. It's really about saying, hey, there's no shame in who you are. So let's just cut the crap. Take your clothes off. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. And stop hating who you are. Period. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Late with Nate. And as we close out, I just want to say thank you all for listening. And I love you. And most importantly, peace, love, light, and good night.